Bills Mafia, they're so cool. They're a bunch of idiots. They're a bunch of losers. They've never known what winning is like. You guys want to come up in here and think you're going to beat us? You guys are a bunch of bums. Bunch of bumps. Go jump on the table and set yourself on fire. You guys suck, man.
Shit, I think you lost the mic.
But I love the energy, bro. Let's go.
We're back. I wish it was coming off a W, but it's not off a W. But we got a hell of a fucking week this week. And we got a lot to talk about. A lot happened today also in like the grand scheme of Dolphins. We're going to get into all of it.
Yeah.
Pro Bowl, Tyreek House caught on fire today.
Nuts.
Fucking insane. Obviously, bad Ravens loss last week. Biggest game of the year, of course, like the NFL fucking wanted. The script is out Sunday night, Miami versus Bills for the division. I mean, they painted it perfectly. I don't even know how we're here right now, but we're here. And brought out all the stunts. So we're bringing back the throwback leather jacket. And I don't care if it's 80 degrees in here, but we're putting it on for the Fins.
It's nice and toasty.
I tried lowering the AC, but
Some studio technical difficulties.
In honor of the Fins.
Love that. That's actually such a sick jacket.
I told you the story. That's the one I wore at DC.
Yeah.
Some guy tried offering me. Well, he didn't offer me anything. He goes, how much do you want for the jacket? I'm like, dude, it's not for sale. And then he goes, no, like, for real, how much do you want for the jacket? He's like, I'll give you $800 for it. I'm like,
I would have told him, buy me a Super Bowl ticket.
Yeah. Well, then that's where I proceeded to go. I'll give you $5,000 for it. And he goes, nah, bro, a K? And I'm like, nah, not for sale.
Dude, but even a K, bro.
I know. I thought about it. My uncle gave me this. It was sitting in his basement full of dust.
Can you even find? I wonder if you can even find that.
Probably
jacket.
Can't find
no
this
shot,
jacket, bro.
There's no shot.
He actually gave it to my brother, and I just have been the one to wear it.
Yeah.
So it definitely looks like it's worth a few hundred. Like, it definitely looks expensive.
Dude, this thing's vintage. It's like real leather. I mean, look at the inside. It's in great condition too.
Brought to you by whatever this is called.
I don't know the brand, but it is fire. So we brought out the stunts because we got the biggest game of the year.
Big game.
Against our fucking rivals in the Bills. How we feels.
Dude, honestly, okay.
Because I felt good going to the Ravens, so now I don't know how to feel anymore.
Here's my thing. Losing to the Ravens, like Sunday, like New Year's Day, I was pretty devastated, but it actually wasn't because of the loss. Granted, obviously, the loss sucks. The loss was brutal. It was a beatdown. It was more – I'm more pissed off and, like, devastated about the Chubb thing.
Right.
The Chubb injury. I actually just literally watched the video he posted on Instagram. It's super cool. But we obviously just lost Chubb for the entire rest of the season.
It stinks.
And it just pisses me off because it's now the second guy that we – second pass rusher. And honestly, outside of Ramsey, probably our most important player – two of them that we've lost in garbage time.
Yeah.
So that's the part that really stings. That's the part that actually left the bad taste in my mouth after the last game. It wasn't really necessarily the loss, and the loss sucked. But it was the loss of him specifically. But. It's different by 40 this week. This is not the scenario that I wanted. But it's now become the scenario that I need. Because if we have the chance to send the Bills home, and not only just home, send them out of the playoffs. Even if we don't send them out of the playoffs, we take that 2 seed for the first time, and we do it beating them, and everybody's all over the Bills. Oh, bro, look at the 3-point AFC.
Favorites right now.
They are. Oh, we're home dogs. I love that spot. Primetime is obviously kind of scary for being a Fins fan, but I think, you know, as bad as the Chubb injury is, I'm hoping, and same with that, we also lost X. His obviously it doesn't seem to be season ending, so hopefully we can get him back for the playoffs. He's not playing this week, but you're hoping these guys move on past this blowout, like they moved on past the Titans game and kind of went on a little roll there. The last two games, and then it's not granted, it's not ideal in any scenario in terms of like I wish it was already locked for us or we can just sit back and relax. But I mean, you're telling me we got Sunday Night Football, where everybody's eyes are on us. We're playing our biggest rival for a chance for the two seed. I mean, it's that scenario in itself is sick. If we win, if we lose, it hurts even more.
Of course.
We're still in the playoffs, but it just gives you kind of that dour feeling going in.
Yeah.
But I am ready for Sunday. It's going to be a fight. Josh Allen is like God against us. But, you know, we're going to have to find a way to beat him. And like what I told you before, I think the offense is really going to have to win this one because I think points are going to be scored on both ends and the defense is a little bit more dinged up while the offense is still dinged up because I don't know if Waddle's playing. Obviously, we lost Connor. Mostert, who knows about him? But I don't know. I'm feeling not confident, but I'm feeling kind of excited. I'm like weirdly in a weird – I'm in a weird spot because
– I mean, look, as a football fan – there's a million reasons to be excited about this. Exactly. This is like what you live for.
Yeah.
Week 18 for the division. I mean, they've always set up the NFL schedule for moments like this, and they never happen. And it's happening.
This
now.
Is, yeah, exactly.
You know, of course, we're the ones to do it. You know, I think it's two things. One, obviously, that Tennessee loss right now
stinks
mm-hmm. right now, but we're not going to live in that past, and we're not going to, you know, what happened there. Unfortunate. In that moment that it did, but it is what it is. But if you were to say in the beginning of the year that the Finns were 11-5,
no.
going into week 18 with their destiny controlled and just beating the Bills week 18 for the division, you would feel pretty fucking good about the way the season went.
100%.
Like, pretty damn good. One, it was always the Bills' division to lose. Now it's our division to lose right now. Mm-hmm. I mean, when has it ever been the case as a Dolphin fan? I saw some crazy tweets after the Ravens game, like fire McDaniel, like we gotta sell out the house. And it's like, guys, we've been Dolphin fans our whole life. I'm sure a lot of people on Twitter have been Dolphin fans their whole life. This is the best fucking team we've ever had in our fucking life, and we've never been in this position in a fucking long time.
I agree 100%.
Like, we got to be extremely fucking happy with the way the season ended up until this point. But the reality is, like, we don't get this. We've dealt with a fuck ton of injuries.
Yeah, I know.
We're down our starting center, our starting corner, our starting linebacker, who's practiced back this week.
That's good.
Two of our starting fucking defensive ends and our best pass rushers.
They're both studs.
Studs. We were without our starting safety for fucking four games, whatever that was.
Another one that was in garbage time, though. But
I know. And then missing Ramsey the first half of the year. I mean, dude, I know everyone's been dealing with adversity. The Ravens were dealing with adversity even when they played us. You bounce back and find ways to win. But damn, bro, to be 11-5 right now, top of the division, with all the injuries that we fucking had, people have stepped up, and we have another opportunity again to fucking step up and shut up a fuck ton of people because everyone's picking the Bills.
Exactly. 100%.
Everyone's picking the Bills.
100%. And I love that. It gives me a bit more confidence in that. Everyone just thinks the Bills are going to come in and just steamroll.
Yeah.
Which I love that. I love being in that spot. The injuries part, it sucks.
Yeah.
Obviously, a lot of people get
hurt. You're missing a guy like Chubb right
but
now.
But a lot of – it's been great. We've been even more depleted than most, but I refuse to make that the full excuse or really excuse at all. We're at this spot. There's really no excuses. We have to take care of business. If you want to compete for the Super Bowl, down no matter how
you
many guys,
compete and you want to shut up the haters.
100%.
This is your opportunity to do it. And you're at home.
Yeah.
You go. Everyone can prove it. Tua can shut up a fuck ton of people. This defense can shut up a fuck ton of people. Mm-hmm. Mike McDaniels can shut up a bunch of people. Like, this is the game to shut people up, bury the Bills away. Mm-hmm. You know, you might see them the week after, which is another whole story because guess what? Yeah. You didn't really bury anything by winning this game if you got to see him again next week and you lose to them. You don't bury anything. That's kind of the fucking problem. But you take it week by week. You, at the minimum, can fucking host them at home instead of having the opposite and play three straight fucking road games, hypothetically, in the playoffs. And no one wants to ever do that. You know, it's a tough path.
Yeah. So that's not the ideal scenario, especially for this type of season we've had.
Yeah.
We deserve to host the game, we have the chance to. All we have to do... As you know, it's not as easy as it sounds, but all you have to do necessarily is just beat the Bills at home.
Yeah.
And again, if you want to take yourself seriously as a Super Bowl contender, the playoffs start now. I was with my brother before this, and he's right. Like, the playoffs don't start next week.
Yeah,
the playoffs are this week. Mm-hmm. This is the first game of the playoffs for us. This will be a tone setter, and then hopefully we can get a bunch of guys back the following week and really take off on that run.
Yeah.
But I think this would be a big moral boost. If we can go out and beat this team, scrubs, bums, whatever, fuck the Bills. I hate the Bills.
I hate them so much.
And we just got to go out and take care of business, and I think the boys are going to. I think it's going to be a crazy game. I think it's actually going to be an insane game.
Really?
And I think The Rock is going to be rocking. Like,
it better be, bro.
I think so.
That thing's got to be 99% fucking Finns fans. I do not want to see any Bills blue there.
There's going to be some for sure.
Of course, there always will be. There's a lot of New Yorkers here, so they're always going to fucking be here. Anybody from New York, Northeast teams. But
Snowbirds.
Yeah. But as a Finns fan, this is the moment where you have to fucking support your team 100%. And be out there. You know, the tickets are insanely expensive.
The tickets are insane. But that's why it kind of plays to our favor, though, because a lot of those season ticket holders already got them.
True, so true.
Just don't sell your tickets to Bills fans.
Yes.
But yeah, there's no – and there's also, like, there's no other fan base that I just want to shut up.
They're the worst.
I want to just shut Bills Mafia up. Those – oh, my God. They are the worst. I hate that people like them. I hate that people are like, Bills Mafia, they're so cool. They're a bunch of idiots. They're a bunch of losers. They've never known what winning is like. You guys want to come up in here and think you're going to beat us? You guys are a bunch of bums. Bunch of bums. Go jump on the table and set yourself on fire. You guys suck, man.
Shit.
I think you lost the mic. But I love the energy, bro. Let's go. Because I hate the Bills. Brian cocks it up.
He got me hyped up.
Hey, boom.
All right, we're back.
I hate
that. That just gave me a lot of energy, bro. That magic mic shit is fucking hitting me right now.
Yeah, I lost it.
When I threw the cap, I'm like, God damn it. The mic is gonna fly right now.
I love that. But yeah, dude, I'm sick and tired of Bills Mafia and everyone just riding that. Oh my God. They haven't done shit. They haven't done shit. Josh Allen, great.
They're a fucking PI call against the Giants in like week 7 from not even being relevant right now.
Yeah.
We deserve to be there. They don't fucking deserve to be there. And right now we're fucking fighting them for this shit. That's the shit that pisses me off.
Good. I wouldn't want it any other way.
I know. It's true. I wouldn't want it that way because we get to fucking control our own destiny and fucking talk all the shit if we get to beat them. So,
I hate them so much. I'll never forget. Because actually, like growing up, and shout out to Fernando Yarzin. Remember when we were in Tampa for the bowl game, for FIU bowl game, and we were talking about the teams that we hate the most, and the team that I actually grew up hating the most were the Jets, because the Pats, got to a point where it's like the Pats are so good that it was like more of a, like, I loved beating the Pats obviously, but it was more like, oh, the Pats, it's they're the Pats, Pats. They're like, whatever, so dominant, it's like I hate them and I root against them as much, but the Jets were the team, and also to this day the worst loss I've ever witnessed in person was that Jets week 17 knocked out of the playoffs. Forgot what year it was. I was in high school, but I hate Jets.
There's also that Monday night game.
But Fern, even from back in the day, was like, dude, you know who I hate? I hate the Bills, man. No one talks about the Bills. I hate the Bills. And that was right before they got Josh Allen and all that. And honestly, I couldn't agree with Fern more. The Bills are my most hated team. I hate the Bills. I hate their fan base. Honestly, like there's some probably good Bills fans and they do a lot for charity. There's also some really scumbag.
There's some scumbag
Dolphins fans too. Probably.
I mean, the Bills are way worse.
I saw this guy post on Twitter the other day. This Bills fan of like
the Tua thing.
He always replies with the Tua hands thing, but it was something like thank God Chubb got injured or something. You're a loser. Anyone who tweets that out and shit, you're a loser.
No, when you start making it personal and like...
I hate them. I hate them. And I hate that they feel entitled.
Yeah.
Entitled to what? You haven't won shit.
I know that.
You haven't won shit. You suck.
I think they're just so desperate.
You are the dirt of this division. You stink. Fuck you.
They got to be just desperate at this point.
They are super desperate. I mean, I would be desperate if I lost 4 Super Bowls in a row.
I mean, you know, at this point, this is the closest glimpse that they know, and they know their window is just like this. It's like,
yeah, the window's closing. As long as they got Josh, it's always going to be a little open, but like, they're going to lose a bunch of guys this year. So they know that this is a big chance for them.
Our window's not a fucking big window either, by the way.
It's bigger than theirs.
It's bigger than theirs.
This is the year to do it too, like for us too.
AFC is down. You got no Burrow in the division right now.
Bum. I hope he gets back healthy.
Yeah. I would prefer to play Gardner Minshew and Trevor Lawrence and Joe Flacco And, yeah, you know,
Flacco, great story.
I love Flacco right now.
I would love to
face I'm just saying, I would love to face Flacco can come and throw for 400 yards and beat us. Like, I generally believe that. And the Browns are not a bad team. But hypothetically, I'd rather just, you know, I'd rather play that. You know, I do think this is the year. It's unfortunate the injuries that we've had. The guy, which is a crazy story because he was a healthy scratch last week.
Oh, yeah.
Ironically, now it's Ogbo.
Now he's, this is, Ogbo, if you're pissed, Ogbo, if you're listening, if you're pissed, take that energy and take it on Josh Allen.
He's going to take it out for sure.
We are going to need Ogbo. We're going to need, obviously, we
got Ogbo. Ogbo's good, bro.
He is good. I
love Ogbo. He deserved the paycheck, too. I mean, when Chubb and Phillips came in, those guys are studs. Yeah. And Ogbo is a blessing of, a guy to have as depth right now.
100%. And we just got Melvin Ingram back. And then obviously we got Van Ginkle, who's been an absolute stud. So, like, we still got guys. It's just obviously it still hurts. Like,
thank God we had depth there.
So nasty.
Because the depth that we have compared to other teams is not as good.
100%.
Like, you know, we are deep there.
You're losing two heavy hitters, but it's okay. We still got Wilkins and Sealer in the middle. We're having amazing seasons.
Jerome might be coming back, which is huge. If Jerome comes
back, would be huge. I mean, it's looking like no X, so it's going to be Ramsey. I'm hoping that Fangio, because the time that X didn't play against the Jets. So they put Ramsey to shadow Garrett Wilson. I need him to shadow Diggs. Even though Diggs has not been great like of late, because I feel like there's kind of tension between him and Josh.
Something weird going on.
You still got to put him on Diggs, and you'd have to cater on.
The thing is, let's rewind back to week four?
Yeah.
Fangio was pretty stubborn in his way.
I know, but you got to expect it. You just got 56 dropped in your head, lost two massive playmakers in X and Chubb. You're going to have to do something, and we've already faced the Bills, and they clocked us. Yeah. Like, all I can say, they beat us
earlier in the season. Vaughn said that the defense was still figuring out how to even run that defense.
Which we thought so.
Which I agree. I do think this defense is a completely different defense, and we've seen it. I mean, this is, last week, I'm not really sure what happened, but last week was the worst we've seen that defense.
Yeah.
Pretty much since the Bills game, because pretty much the last 8-9 weeks before that,
one of the best defenses in the league,
by far top three, top five defense. And
for sure,
I know the matchups and all that stuff. You could talk about it, and you're on the road, all those things. When we needed our defense the most, for whatever reason, they didn't show up.
And
guys were wide open.
Even on that stretch, though, I thought we played really well against Kansas City and
the Eagles phenomenal. To an extent too. But then again, you can make the argument Kansas City offense just hasn't been Kansas City offense.
Yeah, I mean, it's
the best offenses we played. Still, like, we played great against the Cowboys. Still that's a great offense.
Yes, exactly. Yes. So like this, the Ravens game, and there's a lot of Vaughn, like you mentioned, like Vaughn even talked about it on the radio that he's like. Even him, like it was his first game back.
Yeah.
A lot of things kind of, and he took the blame for a lot of things. And, you know, some miscommunication. It wasn't just him, obviously, but like some things, you know, happened. But I think that, I think the boys will be right this week. But it's going to, they've got a tall task.
The defense knows also two things. They weren't good against Buffalo the first time they played. And second of all, they weren't good last week. So they want, to prove, like, hey, we're still that same defense.
Yeah.
We still can fucking carry this team when we need to. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't even think the offense really had, like, a bad game last week. You know, I think Tua had a bad...
They started really nicely.
They started great. I thought we were going to fucking go in there and roll.
The Reek drop, I think, changed
it changed.
Lot,
I know.
It's okay. Reek's going to get
it's
right.
It's one of those things, like, in the grand scheme, you look at the score, it didn't make a difference. Yeah. But football's a momentum game, bro. You go up 14-7. I think it was 14-7 at that time. It puts a little bit of a different pressure. Like, you're like, shit, they just scored two touchdowns on us like that. You hold them to a field goal. You're like, dude, we got lucky, and you keep them kind of in it. Like, a lot of it's like that mental game. You really never know.
Yeah.
And, I mean, there was a shit ton of drops in that Ravens game. We didn't play well. We didn't tackle well.
No, we didn't play well.
We didn't catch the ball well. That's the one thing that I will say. We don't play well against the good teams. Like, and the fact that we hurt our own selves. Not like we're getting beat, even though I do think the Ravens flat out beat us.
The Ravens
but like,
are very good.
The Eagles, I don't like. We played ourselves. A bad game there. Tyreek had a drop in that game.
The Chiefs,
we beat ourselves up in that game.
Could have beat them too.
Could have beat them. And the Bills, we got beat. But if you look like statistically in that game, like there's a lot
really
of
banged
things.
Up in that game too. And it's like, still early in the season. A lot like Vaughn said, like the defense is still adjusting. But
this is the game to get right now.
No, you have to. Like, there's the game. We have no choice.
Plus, you prove a lot of shit in this game. And I mean, what other stage can you do it?
We're gonna do it.
Mike Tomlin, Chris Collinsworth calling the game.
Mike Tomlin.
Not Mike Tomlin.
Mike Tomlin's flying straight after his game. He's going to go beat the Ravens. He's going to go beat the Ravens and just see chirping from
that. That'd be fire. I'd love to see Tomlin in the booth one day.
Yeah. He's awesome. Again, his streak continues.
Talking about Tomlin.
He's crazy good.
Matchups. If we win, right?
Yeah.
Let's talk about what the path could be in the first round. Mm-hmm. So, win. Steelers win. Jags win, bye-bye Bills Mafia.
Dream scenario.
We don't have to talk about if we lose because we play the Chiefs. Like, that's locked. That's essential. But we win, then one of those two lose, then we play the Bills again.
That I don't really want. Not because, again, like, I think we – not that we don't think we can beat them, but it's so hard to play.
Play the same team twice.
Not just play the same team. Beat the same team twice in a row. Like, yeah. That's a tall task. I just don't really want to be put in that scenario, but whatever. I still think, especially like at home again and getting healthier after we just
beat them. Because the vice versa too. It's also the same for them to play us twice and then have to beat us twice, you know?
Yeah. So.
And then the other scenario is they both lose, Jags and Steelers. Mm-hmm. Then we would play not the Bills. We would play one of those two.
We play one of those two. Yeah. Or there was the other scenario where somebody else won and they might sneak in. I don't know.
There's a weird scenario with the tie with the Colts and Texans game. But yeah. I have no idea what that scenario is. A tie would fucking crazy. Make it crazy probably. but basically, I mean, you win and your path to the Super Bowl is astronomically easier because then you would have to go. You lose, you're basically going to Kansas City, then to Baltimore, and then assuming that the Bills win, you got to go play the Bills in the AFC Championship. So talk about a way to fucking get to the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
At that point, you're pretty much a favorite.
Probably.
You beat all of
them. You make it out of there healthy.
But
I guess it depends who we face, but like, yeah, I would take us.
Winning the two seed. I mean, you're talking about...
Dude, home field is so important, especially for us.
Bro.
Exactly, it's so important.
Especially for us, you can tell the crowd noise fucks up our offense so much.
Yeah,
with the timing and the snaps and all that shit. Like,
well, Armstead said that too. Like on Twitter, I saw that one too.
Yeah, so I'm hyped. It's Sunday Night Football. You can't ask for a bigger moment.
I know. It's crazy. January Sunday Night Football. I'm tailgating. We're tailgating heavy. Yeah. Like.
Saving my money for the playoff game.
Yeah.
But I will probably be at the tailgate because I got to just be there in that environment and experience.
It's gonna be a good time.
And then hopefully someone is like, hey, I got a free ticket for you. And just walk in. But yeah, I'm hyped. It's a fucking big moment. Can't ask for more as a Finns fan. Again, going back to what I was saying earlier, like this is the moments you fucking live for.
No.
We're in a great spot. This is exciting football. We're talking about the playoffs and hosting a fucking home game.
Nah.
When's the last time we did it?
2008.
That we hosted.
Against the Ravens, right?
And we got fucking...
We don't talk about that.
Yeah, I know. When's the last time we won a playoff game again? 2000?
2000. Yeah, I think 2000.
2000, right? 2000. Is it 2000 or 2002? No, 2000 or 2001.
Yeah. One of those two.
Yeah. So, fuck, man. Just give us... Come on, man. Come on. Good luck. Good luck. We're going to get it. Anything else you want to talk about, Finns? I didn't really want to talk too much about that Ravens game, to be honest. So
no, here it was. I want to stick to the positives. Look ahead. The one more thing I've got: lock of the week, Dolphins money line.
Go, man. That's an easy money line. Let's go.
I'm good with Finns. I'm ready for this weekend. I'm hoping that we come back next week and we're like just smoking cigar. We win. Next episode, we're smoking another jar.
100%.
As we prepare for that. And then...
I'll break my dry January for that, too. Because I'm on dry January right now.
How are you going to be on dry January or a playoff run?
No, except for football games. Those don't count.
Yeah, I was going to say, what? Like, dry January during football.
Dry January outside of NFL Sunday, Monday, Saturday, whatever the fuck games we play.
Yeah, you can't do that.
No, I can't.
I mean, you're going to go to
the playoff. Get these fucking once in a lifetime, apparently. I got to enjoy it.
Damn, I should probably do dry January, but I already drank today.
The thing is, Dude, I went on a bender from November to December. Yeah, like, same, my liver same, is like, same. Hey,
it really started.
Just give me a few days at least.
Yeah.
So I'm 3 days in. Pretty good so far.
Yeah. But yeah, nothing fins. I do want to talk a little bit about the college football playoffs.
True.
Because we got the championship, and next time we record will be after that. So, what do you like?
Who did you project again to go in?
I honestly wasn't that far off.
You said you.
So I got Texas and Washington right.
Okay, that's
and
the game
then I kicked out, which they ended up making it was Georgia, but I also homer picked Penn State.
Over yeah, Michigan. Yeah, we all did.
You had Michigan, but you had Michigan and Penn State.
Yeah, and fucking FSU.
Yeah, robbery.
Rob.
But honestly, like, it was a robbery, but the games were so sick this weekend. Like,
dude, they were awesome.
Both games were great. Awesome. The Rose Bowl was the same. I want to go to a Rose Bowl so bad.
Dude, that
it's on the bucket list.
Insanely awesome.
Nuts. And then the Washington-Texas game was also crazy.
Yeah.
So I think
kid from Washington, dude.
Dude, Penix, dude, he's nasty. That's why I had him. He's
got a Heisman. Yep, lefty. He's got a cannon of an arm. Yeah, he was crazy, making dude. Some impressive throws.
Tua Jr.
Dude.
He's so good.
I think he should be number one in the draft.
If I'm seeing over who? No.
Caleb Williams is number one. Caleb Williams is a generation.
My hot take is Caleb Williams is going to be a bust.
He is, if he stays healthy, that dude is generational.
He's got to be in the right system, man. If he doesn't end up on a team.
He's Mahomes. Like, he is a baby Mahomes. Like, he's versatile.
I didn't see it this year, though.
I agree.
I watched him a lot this year.
USC was really bad.
And he had a good coach, hypothetically, the guy that knows how to run an explosive offense.
Dude, his talent and, like, he's just a freak. He is a freak.
I want
he's
him
one
to
of
be
those
good.
Generational
I just,
guys.
Because I love when these quarterback classes come up, they just enhance all of the
NFL. The one this year is going to be sick because you've got him, Penix, you've got the guy from UNC.
Bo Nix is going to have a chance.
Bo Nix will go in. There's a few guys. A guy that UM thought they were going to get. What's his name, Pooch?
Oh, Cam Ward.
Cam Ward.
How are we feeling about UM over there?
They haven't got anybody. Oh, FSU got DJ.
Yeah.
I liked him a lot. I mean, I like him a lot.
I like him. I think he's going to be great for FSU.
I like Oregon State a lot this year. I've been on him a lot. So I liked him. But yeah, I got two of the four playoff predictions. And I've got Washington over Michigan.
I'm curious how to pronounce this guy's name now. How do you do that?
It's like DJ.
It's DJ Ugalele. Ugalele.
Ugaeli.
Ugaeli.
Yeah, sorry, bro. We're butchering your name.
I know.
That's not.
Isn't there a way to get pronunciation on Google or something like that?
Ugaeli. That's not. He's pronounced his last name.
Ugaeli. It's definitely not Ugaeli. It's close.
No.
How do you do this pronunciation shit? All right. Whatever. We'll figure it out. We'll get it right on the next one. Yeah. I promise.
Anyway, I've got Washington over Michigan. I had Washington over Texas. Actually, I put that in my lock.
You did.
Honestly, my locks last week
were pretty good.
Yeah. Last week or 2 weeks ago, whenever we just did bowl, I think it was
that was last week. Yeah, that was last
dude,
week.
I went on a tear bowl season.
The one that I loved and I had Michigan too. That we hit was Ohio State losing.
Yes.
Mizzou.
Huge one.
Yeah.
That was a good game too. Well, really just for Missouri fans.
Is he gone?
Who?
Head coach at
Day? Ohio? No, he'll probably stay. Probably
you got to start. He's got to be getting close to the hot seat.
Dude, 100%.
What is it? They lost to Michigan two times in a row. Three now? Three times in a row.
Yeah.
Got smoked against Missouri.
He hasn't beaten Michigan once.
Uongalele.
What is it?
There you go.
Uongalele.
Oh, we weren't that far off.
Yeah.
Uongalele.
Yeah.
Uongalele.
Proceed.
Thank you. Yeah. I was very curious how to say that. I know. That's why I wanted to learn it. I just called him DJ from that one. But
yeah.
So
hey, I like. Hey. Wait, what?
That's just unnecessary.
That was expected. No one played in that game.
I gotta do that, bro.
Wait, you guys lost to Rutgers. Rutgers is my lock of the week.
No.
Rutgers.
That was
my lock of the week. I smacked on so many locks last week.
Betting against.
I wasn't happy about that game either, but.
Yeah, I mean, it's the Pinstripe Bowl. Even though freaking UM hasn't won a bowl game in like 18 years, you got to feel pretty bad about that.
That's an inflated stat because we had like the bowl game. We had like a 10-year bowl game ban in that time with the whole like Nevin Shapiro stuff.
Yes.
We were banned from bowl games for like, I think like 8 or 10 years.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I think That stat looks worse than it is, but yeah, it's been happening a lot. The last time he won was with Mark Rick.
You gotta be Rutgers.
Brad Kaya, I think, won.
Damn, Brad Kaya. I met him once at the food court at Dayland when we were working at Fitzrun, actually.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I'm like, Fitzrun, yeah. Ended up going to the draft.
Cam, that's what we were talking about. Yeah. How are you feeling about it? You lost your boy. Now who's your quarterback? You don't have a quarterback now.
No, we have a quarterback. I mean, cool. I don't think this kid looked terrible given the NFL season to Curry Brown. I mean,
considering he didn't play up, I mean, he did enough to put him close.
He did enough to do enough. He did enough. I mean, granted, you can tell they were missing fucking two of the best safeties in the country. And, you know, they're playing him their fringe first. Well, one of them's for sure first rounder. The other one's like a fringe first rounder. But, I mean, we'll see, man. I mean, we'll see what happens now. I think we're giving.
I saw you guys are looking at somebody else. I forgot who it was.
It's a freshman from USC. His name's Malachi Nelson.
You guys lost a guy to UCF too.
The guy
KJ
from
Jefferson.
Yeah, from Arkansas.
But he wasn't like he was like the
backup option.
I mean, Cam Ward. It was obviously like respect.
Yeah, what happened was Cam Ward went to UM. He goes, "Yeah, I'm going to the draft." I'm sorry, University of Coral Gables. My bad.
I respect the decision. I mean, I don't know how he'd be in the draft. I don't know if he's like how high he is in the QB rankings, but I mean, respect the decision. We move forward. I mean, realistically, I mean, you know, college football, you need to put a QB with legs, and I mean, we have one in the system now. He just needs to, you know, keep on improving. He's only a redshirt freshman, so I mean, he has time to get better. But we'll see.
It'll be the same story next year.
Yeah.
But
you've spoken too much about this team already.
Yeah. Too much TV time for Pooch. I mean, look, I do think the college football playoffs also were awesome this year.
Awesome.
I saw this guy, Joe Papiano, you know who I'm talking about? The guy that he does all these awesome stats of like, and everyone was saying like college football's dying. Numbers were up the roof this year. Were. It was good football. Whatever happened there on that last play, apparently because of the snap, is what caused him to make a run. I think
I watched the play over. The gap was there.
No, I don't think it was. I know exactly what you're talking about. The left guard, the right guard pulled. He had but dude, the DN was right there to make a play. He would have had to hit that gap. He would have had to hit it quick and not hesitate at all. Yeah, I don't think it was as big as people were making it on Twitter. There was a hole for sure. The guy was pulling. There was a gap there. I think
the one I saw was that scored. It was the RPO.
Right. If he gets the pass, that was the play call.
He was wide open.
He was there. He had the two blockers, but because of the snap, even though I still think he had a chance to make the throw, in his head he was like, bad snap, play's broken. I got to try to run it.
That's exactly what you want out of like the semifinals. You had two pretty much close games.
I mean, one into OT. By the way, that Michigan punt returner almost cost the whole thing.
I know.
Holy shit.
Yeah, that would have been nuts.
He dropped that ball.
That poor kid would have been.
He got rocked too. Props to him to be able to hold on to that ball.
Yeah.
Wasn't Washington or Texas that they were catching punts with a cast on?
Oh, yeah, it was Texas, I think.
It was Texas.
Yeah. Crazy. The kid returner had a full cast on.
Wow. That's impressive. Ballsy. Yeah, that Michigan kid, dude, I was already feeling bad for him because I'm like, dude, you can already tell he wasn't even settled in even after the play and he caught the ball and they got out of the end zone because he was like, dude, what happens if they fumble the snap? What happens if they fucking take a safety here? Like, that's probably exactly what's going on in his head. Like, that was a scary moment as a Michigan fan because can you imagine, like, that's the way they fucking go down?
No, that poor kid.
And they escaped murder. They missed an extra point. They missed a field goal. Oof.
Yeah.
I do think Washington wins though.
I'm all Washington. I think Michigan got their big win over Bama. I think Penix is better than JJ McCarthy. I do think Michigan's front seven and just their lines on both sides is better than. But Washington's skill guys are crazy and Penix is awesome.
It's
so
probably gonna be a shootout, but I mean Michigan just got to play really
I see that's the thing. Yeah, if it's a shootout, I think that gives the edge to Washington.
No, if it's a shootout, Washington wins. But if it's like a slow pace,
I think that's where Michigan
can
has
like
a chance.
Run them down.
Big Ten
football.
Down.
That's Big Ten football. Well, Washington is going to the Big Ten.
True.
So they better get ready.
Yeah. Seriously.
So,
that's exciting. What was it? I was gonna say something.
When is the game? Is it this weekend?
Yeah, this weekend, right?
Or yeah, one? Monday.
Yeah,
it's on Monday.
Yeah. That would be nice.
Yeah.
Kirk Herbstreit, I'm guessing, is calling that game. Does he call that game?
Yeah. I hope so.
Speaking of announcers, bro, I love Pat McAfee on ESPN.
Pat's like become like the biggest person. I still.
Did you guys see like
I do.
Explaining Jaden Milroe's his merch.
Oh, the naysayer.
Oh yeah, yes,
that's one of the funniest clips.
Dude, Twitter went crazy on that. Everyone was laughing.
I will say, I actually like Pat McAfee too. I think his show's great. I still don't know if I love the game day vibe too. There are some great clips like that, but I think he'll grow on me on game day. But I do like Pat. I like Pat.
What do you think? Do you guys watch the ESPN2 during the game when they're on the sideline, like actually commentating the game? It was like him, Tebow.
I didn't see that at all.
Yeah, I watched it for like the first half. It was enjoyable, but there's nothing like Kirk Herbstreit calling the game getting analytical about it. It's the same thing.
I'm a Joe Buckhead.
The McAfee thing was the same concept. Yeah, yeah.
I'm a Joe Buckhead.
Manning Cash. Like, they're gonna run it to the right. Like, I don't give a shit. Just shut up for a second.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I prefer the regular broadcasts. I like Joe Buck. I hate Tony Romo. Thank God he's not calling this game. Oh my God.
You're getting Mike Tomlin.
Yeah.
Speaking of Mike, did you say Mike Tomlin? this guy's
missed like everything.
Pooch isn't even paying attention to the show, bro.
Damn it, bro.
Oh,
he needs some magic mind in his
life,
bro.
Yeah. And Andre are locked in, and Pooch is there.
No. Great coach. He's going to be up there, Hall of Famer. But
yeah,
we'll beat him in the first round. So
Facts.
All right. So, locks. You got locks outside of the Finns win? Anything else?
I do. I've got Finns win. I've got Washington plus 4.5 and the win.
Over under in that game.
What's it at?
I'm going to guess like 48.5. That's just a wild guess.
It's probably not far from that. It's probably a good guess. Wow, 55.5.
Wow. A whole touchdown more than I guess.
Nah, screw it. I'll take
the over.
And I although I'm going to be rooting for the Steelers, give me the Ravens plus 4. Or actually 3.5 now. Whatever, give me 3.5. I think the Steelers can win that game by field goal. Hopefully, won't.
We need
that home. I think Hunley's an experienced backup, so
we need the Steelers to win that game.
But
Steelers, you know, Jags are obviously favorited again. Mm-hmm. How much are they favorited by? 5 points. It's in Tennessee for whatever the hell that's worth.
Yeah.
I
don't know. That game's kind of sketchy too. Tennessee's the points might be the play, but
Tennessee's been in a lot of close games. You can't ever count them out. And Vrabel will always have his team ready to.
I think Tannehill is still playing too.
Oh, this kid, Will's not playing.
I could be wrong. He might have been back this week, but I know Tannehill.
I think he was back, and then I saw Tannehill came in the game as well.
Oh, really?
Yes. Damn. I don't know why, but he did. Seattle's only 2.5 points favorites against the Cardinals. The Cardinals have just been sneaky.
They're sneaky. They're sneaky. With Kyler back, and Seattle's been kind of bad.
I'm taking Seattle.
Are they even fighting for anything? Do they even have a playoff?
Yeah, of course. They're 8-8. I don't know what their situation is to get in.
Yeah.
But I'm going to take Seattle covering the 2.5. Okay. I like that. And this one's for Lou. The Cowboys are not covering the -13 on the Commanders.
They might actually kill the Commanders.
Yeah, they probably will. They might like 30. But just, if I hit, I get to talk some shit. I still have your L at my house, by the way.
Yeah. Well, you left your Christmas gift there.
But yeah, I like those picks, and obviously we got Finns.
Finns plus 3 at home.
I want a player pick. I want a player pick. Let me see what it is though.
Vaughn pick 6.
Another one. I love that. No. Josh Allen anytime.
Biggest lock.
INT for sure. Josh Allen INT.
Yeah,
I call that. I'm gonna go back with the other one. Christian Wilkins anytime touchdown.
Like that. You know, I got one too. Agba over one. I don't know what his number is. Give me an Agba sack.
Agba over on the sacks. Love that a lot. Hell yeah. He needs to have a big game.
And Rico with 400 yards to get 2,000.
Yeah. And then the fucking ball's going to catch on fire like his house. We didn't talk about that.
Oh my God. I know, dude. Thank God everything's okay. Everyone's okay. Good. But that's crazy.
Yeah. Of course it would happen on Bills week.
I know. It's probably Josh Allen.
Southwest Ranches.
The police should be investigating Josh Allen right now. He should be benched this week. For further investigation. He should. You should.
Somebody in Bills Mafia is behind it. That's all I'm going to say. I bet their electrician that came by this week was a Bills guy. Sketch. Bills Mafia. Right. Scums. Let's go. Fins up, baby. Come on.
Oh, big week.
Big dub.
Ha 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 ha!